Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman has harshly condemned the recent deadly attacks in Iraq. She said that the spread of terrorism in the country and the entire region is a result of the wrong policies adopted by certain world powers. Mirzi Afram also warned that some countries are taking advantage of terrorism to ensure their own interests. She further expressed hope that the Iraqi nation and governments will manage to defeat terrorism through unity. Several bomb attacks across Iraq claimed the lives of dozens of people yesterday. Our correspondent, Rashan Saghlam, joins us from Iraq's capital, Baghdad, to tell us more about this. Rashan Saghlam, you know, it's quite amazing. We know what has happened in Iraq is obviously devastating, but Iraq has been torn apart for now a year, over a year. Last year to be one of the worst years in the past five years in terms of civilian casualties. And I think what Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman says that needs to be capitalized is that some countries are taking advantage of terrorism. So we know some regional countries are doing that, and what's so amazing that some of these regional countries are obviously aligned with the U.S. in the war against the ISIL.
Yes, unfortunately, a lot of countries are benefiting from what's happening in Iraq, and a lot of countries are supporting terrorism in Iraq. We know who is supporting ISIL and its terrorist attack on Iraqi citizens and civilians and on the Iraqi army, and those countries, unfortunately, are part of the U.S.-led coalition, which is now claiming to defeat ISIL or to combat ISIL in its so-called war against terrorism. Political analysts here are saying that this so-called U.S.-led coalition is not very serious about its war against terrorism and assuring that those airstrikes are not very important or specific in its targets in Iraq, and that they are not making any change in the battle. However, the Iraqi army and the volunteers are what's making the change on the ground. We know from our field visits, we know from what we see on the ground when we go with the Iraqi army in the field, we see that the change and the difference that is happening on the ground is because of the military operations on the ground, not because of the airstrikes of the U.S.-led coalition. And we also know that Iraqi government has prevented or called the Arab countries that were contributed in the U.S.-led coalition to stop and not to intervene in the Iraqi internal affairs. And I think that the Iraqi government, what meant from this step was that those countries are the same countries that were helping ISIL, and those countries are the ones who funded ISIL in the first place. So how can a country who funded terrorism to go into Iraq all of a sudden join a coalition that is going to fight this terrorism? This is what the Iraqi government was trying to highlight, and this is what the Iraqi government stated from this position and from this decision that the Haider Abadi, the Iraqi prime minister, spoke about earlier 2 weeks ago when he forbid. He said, we forbid that the Arab countries contribute in the airstrikes that are taking place in Iraq. Unfortunately, you spoke about the explosions that are happening. I just want to mention here that those explosions, the ISIL are using those explosions and those terrorist attacks because of their defeat on the ground. We've witnessed in Ramadi an explosion attack that targeted the operation commander in Anbar, who was unfortunately martyred due to that explosion. This was because the operation commander was able to take over heat at a military camp in the past few hours. He was killed later. And also in Diyala, the army was able to inflict heavy losses among militants. This is why we've witnessed today three explosions in Diyala. And of course, the explosions that targeted civilians yesterday, three explosions in the capital, Baghdad, which claimed the lives of more than 100 civilians. Though this was very tragic, but those explosions are happening because of the loss of ISIL. And now ISIL knows that it is losing the ground because of the power of the Iraqi army. We know the Iraqi army was not able to inflict heavy losses among civilians, among militants, at the first place. But now I think that the army is doing very well. And I think this is why we are witnessing those explosions and terrorist attacks.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Russian Saglam, there, correspondent, talking to us from Iraq's capital, Baghdad.